You're now listening to the English news of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of January 10, Gangtae City Public Security convened a conference to review their 2024 performance and outline 2025 tasks. Lieutenant General Wing Ngoc Lam, Deputy Minister of Public Security, attended the conference and delivered a keynote address. Deputy Minister Wing Ngoc Lam praised the efforts of Gangtae City Public Security, highlighting their commitment to the diligent execution of assigned tasks. He emphasized the importance of prioritizing security measures for the upcoming party congresses, significant city events, and the Lunar New Year. He also stressed the necessity of enhancing and modernizing the police force to achieve a refined, compact, strong, and efficient operational structure. During the event, five collectives were honored with the Ministry Emulation Flag, along commendations for outstanding grassroots units and exemplary collectives. Gangtae City Party Committee's Propaganda and Education Department held a meeting on the afternoon of January 10 to review its education activities in 2024. The City Party Committee's Propaganda and Education Department successfully executed its 2024 Science and Education Work Plan, Program No. 14. Effective collaboration across sectors led to significant achievements, improved key education quality, 30 national excellence students, over 58,000 jobs facilitated, and 27 successful intellectual property registrations. By the 2025 plan, the City Party Committee's Propaganda and Education Department will continue to monitor and implement directives and resolutions issued by the Central Committee and the City Party Committee. The departments will collaborate with relevant departments and agencies in the science and education sector to effectively deploy 2025 science and education tasks and support the Propaganda and Education Department of district party committees. Furthermore, the department will focus on consolidating, improving, and enhancing the role of the team of science and education collaborators. On January 10, Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu, Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People's Council, attended the conference reviewing Gangtae City Party Committee's Mass Mobilization Committee's collective leadership alongside leaders from relevant party committees. Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu emphasized the critical need for the Mass Mobilization Committee to enhance its advisory role and improve its operational effectiveness. To achieve this, the committee must prioritize coordinating the implementation of policies and resolutions, effectively planning and training a skilled workforce, ensuring the implementation of grassroots democracy regulations while addressing public concerns, and strengthening collaboration with the Fatherland Front, social-political organizations, and relevant agencies to prepare for the upcoming Tet holiday effectively. On January 10 afternoon, the Standing Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee, Yung Teng Hing, held a working session with Port Coast Port Design, Marine Engineering Consulting Joint Stock Company, to explore the application of digital transformation technology to the city's infrastructure. At the conference, Standing Vice Chairman Yung Teng Hing emphasized Gangtae City's ambition to become a regional center through digital transformation, requiring a shift toward digital infrastructure. Recognizing Port Coast's expertise, the city aims to collaborate with them to develop its digital transformation strategy. Gangtae City envisions itself as a smart, green and digital city by 2050, integrating digital technology to enhance its infrastructure, particularly transportation. On the afternoon of January 10, Mr. Huỳnh Thành Đạt, member of the Party Central Committee and Minister of Science and Technology, accompanied by the Ministry Trade Union, visited and presented Tet gifts to workers and laborers in Gangtae City in celebration of the Lunar New Year 2025. Minister Huỳnh Thành Đạt visited the City Labor Federation, extending Lunar New Year greetings and encouraging workers, civil servants, and laborers to overcome challenges and actively contribute to production. He emphasized the crucial role of Gangtae City Labor Union in safeguarding the rights and interests of workers, enabling them to work with peace of mind and contribute to national and local development. During the visit, the minister presented gifts to enterprises excelling in worker care and distributed 100 gifts to workers in need, fostering a spirit of solidarity and supporting union members and their families in celebrating a joyful Lunar New Year. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.